This podcast brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners.
This is Kate O'Connor reporting for AvWeb. I'm talking to James Krupe and Lee Langston of AmSafe. AmSafe is introducing a new universal seatbelt airbag kit. So guys, how long has AmSafe been offering seatbelt airbag restraints for general aviation aircraft?
We started it, our initial general aviation certification was in 2004, late 2004.
And what's different about this new system compared to the old one?
The new system is not aircraft specific. Each of our previously approved STCs were for specific aircraft models. This one that we're introducing today is a universal fit application that gives you a lot more flexibility to cover a lot of different older, particularly the older airplanes in a normal category Part 23 aircraft.
And what kind of new technology is going into this new system?
Well, the new system is using an electronics module system that does not require outside diagnostic tool to do the annual inspection or when the system is disconnected for whatever reason. The electronics module is got a 10-year life, and that's essentially the two differences, and the fact that it can be installed by a licensed A&P mechanic.
So what does it take to install the new system?
Well, obviously, we assemble the kit for a pilot and co-pilot seat. In that kit, we have the restraint systems, the inflators for the airbags, the EMA, the appropriate cables for the system, and a body block so that you can actually adjust the restraint to the individual seat. So along with that will come a set of instructions. The instructions is a step-by-step on how to actually do the install, and it gives you, provides you some guidelines for the requirements for the installation of the different components.
So what stage of the approval process with the FAA is the system at?
We're really close. We were hoping to have the approval complete by the time we open the show. And we're a little bit behind, you know, with paperwork and so forth, but we're anticipating mid-May timeframe.
And how much does it cost for the system?
Well, right now we're still back and forth a little bit on pricing for specific components, so we haven't defined the exact amount yet, but we're in the $2,500 range for the kit, which includes pilot and co-pilot seat.
In terms of maintenance, once this kit is installed, what does it take to maintain it going forward?
Maintenance is fairly simple. At the annual inspection, you would check your seatbelt restraint like you would any other seatbelt restraint initially. You want to check the airbag itself to make sure there's no damage to the cover of the airbag or the hose that goes to the airbag from the inflator. And then you run the push-to-test on the electronics module for the system diagnostic, and that's essentially it. If during the interim you have to remove the seats or disconnect the system for something, then you got to when you reconnect it, then you should run the diagnostic again, just for safety.
That'll be every 1,000 flight hours or 12 months, whichever comes first.
Well, James and Lee, thanks for talking today. This is Kate O'Connor reporting for AvWeb.
All right, thank you.
This podcast brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners.